Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not a guarantee and may lose value.
Okay, so it turns out I did have all the scoring correct. I was just trying to, my math was just not adding up at the moment. But we got all it right. It's 30-25, Searcy leading as they get the ball to start this second half. They are moving right to left for these next two quarters. Ball goes down in the left corner. I believe a foul is going to be called away from the ball on Mountain Home. Colton Peters will pick up his first personal foul, team foul number one, against Mountain Home here in the second half. So we are 9 seconds into this period as Caldwell three and inbound pass on the baseline for the Lions. And he throws it up top to Love. Now it gives it to Hicks, who will set up the offense. Now ball goes to Caldwell. Now Wright has it up at the top. Gives it down to Love in the left corner. Goes out to Caldwell. Now to Wright over on the right side. It goes to Hambrick. Back up top to Wright. Thought about three now. He's going to dribble down towards lane. Gives it to Hicks in the paint. And he's going to go for a layup. No good, but draws the foul, and he'll head to the free throw line. Luke Cruz picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against the Bombers. So Freddie Hicks at the free throw line. Well, so far, he's 3 of 3 with 8 points. First free throw's up and in. 7:25 left in the third quarter. And Six will have one more free throw to try to make it a three-possession game. Second shot is up, and he gets both. Freddie Hicks now double figures with 10 points. 32-25, Searcy leading it. Gilbert's now being double-teamed as he gets it to Peters on the right side. Now they're switching to a zone where they're trapping, and ball goes down to Benton. He's going up for the reverse layup off the glass and in. Calvin Benton with his first 2 points of the night. 32-27, Searcy leading it. 7:05 left of the third quarter. Back the other way, Caldwell gives it up top to Wright. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Benton, and back on the Bombers. Benton into the front court. Throws up top to Gilbert to avoid the double team. Now gives it to Cruz on the right side. Now Peters has it there on the wing. Throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert throws down to Cruz in the right corner. Now his pass to Peters is knocked away and stolen by Wright. Back comes Hicks. Then he's going to lose the handle of the ball. Oh, a blocking foul is going to be called on Wyatt Gilbert. Wow, Searcy just got a break. Searcy, let's see. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. So Searcy will inbound it on the baseline with 6:37 left of the third quarter. A 5-point Lion lead. Caldwell will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into right, just outside lane, now to Hambrick, down to Caldwell in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Peyton Caldwell now in double figures with 10 points. 35-27, Searcy leading it. 6:25 left in the third quarter. Ball goes into the front court to Benton. He's got to try to get out of the double team. Gets up top to Gilbert. Now ball goes back to Benton. Down to Jones at the free throw line. Over to Gilbert on the right side. His three-pointer is up and in. Wyatt Gilbert with 6 points. And the margins cut back to five. Searcy leading at 35-30 with 6:04 left of the third quarter. Ball goes over to Hamburg. Well, trying to get to Hamburg. His pass was knocked away and stolen by Benton. He's going back the other way for the layup. Good. Fifth turnover against the Lions. And Talon Benton cuts the margin to three. And they get comes up with another steal in the backcourt. Gets it to Gilbert for the three-pointer. Good. Now Benton with 4 points, and now also Wyatt Gilbert with 9 points, and all of a sudden we are tied up, and Searcy is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 5:41 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home and Searcy knotted up at 35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, sorry about the technical issues. Back the other way, Griffin Love goes up for the layup, and Searcy goes back on top, 37-35 with 5:10. What a comeback though by Mount Home. Now Cruz going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in, and they're going to call an and one. They are. Luke Cruz will be at the free throw line for the and one situation, and to try to give Mount Home their first lead in a while. The foul is on Peyton Wright, his second personal foul, team foul number one against Mount Home here in the second half. Cruz's free throw, no good. And so Searcy will get the rebound. So that is the third tie of the evening. Here is Hambrick with it. Now it finds a cutting Caldwell. Now it kicks out to Love in the left corner, out to Hicks on the wing, up top to Wright. 4:45 left is Mount Home Searcy tied at 37. Caldwell has it near the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing, now going into the lane, and I believe a foul's going to be called on Mount Home before the shot. That's on Wyatt Gilbert, his third personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. So with 4:39 left of the third quarter, Caldwell will inbound it once again on the baseline. Again, we're tied at 37. Ball goes to Hambrick in the right corner, now to Hicks on the wing. Now Hicks is going to go down towards the lane, and he's going to be fouled. Colt Peters picks up his second personal foul, team foul number five already against Mountain Home here in the second half. 4:34 left of the third quarter. Again, Mountain Home Searcy tied at 37. Gilbert's going to check out of the game, being replaced by Hunter Bashirs. Inbound pass goes to Hicks at the right elbow. Now Caldwell has up top. Now he's going to go down into lane, going up for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Peyton Caldwell go to the line for the three-point opportunity. With 4:26 left of the half, that foul is on Matt Jones. His second personal foul, already the 16th foul against the Bombers. So Peyton Caldwell will be at the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play. He can't get the free throw. He's almost got the rebound, though, but Jones able to secure it for Mountain Home. 39-37, Searcy leading it with 4:20 left of the third quarter. As Benton will get it into the front court. Dribbles down into lane. Try to give it to Jones. Pass was knocked away and stolen by Wright. And back comes Searcy. Love back the other way, going to the low block. Now dribbles out to the corner. Now gives out to Wright on the wing. Wing is, well, Hambrick's going to take it up top. Now gives it to Caldwell. Caldwell dribbles between the circles. Gives over to Hicks on the left side. Hicks loses the handle. The ball stolen by Cruz. Sixth turnover against Searcy. Cruz going to give it to Ben. Back to Cruz for the layup. His shot was blocked, gets the ball back. He gets shots blocked again, but this time he's going to draw contact. Freddie Hicks will pick up his second personal foul, team foul number two against Searcy here in the second half. So with 3:45 left to play in the third quarter, it will be Luke Cruz at the free throw line. So far he's 0-1 with 7 points. Cruz's first free throw is up and good. So he can tie it back up with this next free throw. Cruz with one more opportunity. Second shot for Cruz is up. He gets both, and we're tied back up. Fourth tie of the night. 39 all with 3:43 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Caldwell giving it to Hicks. Over to Hambrick on the right side. Up top to Wright. Now over to Hicks on the left side. Now Love has it near the elbow. Love dribbles at the free throw line over to right. Now up top to Caldwell. Caldwell dribbles toward the right side. Now goes back up top. Now gives it over to Hambrick on the right side. Now over to Hicks. Hicks has it up top. Now over to Caldwell. Down to Love near the right corner. tries to give it to Hicks in the paint. Pass was knocked away by Peters. And the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be starts the inbounding on the baseline with 3:12 left of the third quarter. Again, we're tied at 39. Caldwell will inbound it up top to Hicks. Hicks will throw it over on the left side to Wright. Back up top to Hicks. He takes a screen from Wright. Yeah, it's the ball knocked away from him. Oh, they're going to call foul. Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul. Then that puts Searcy in the bonus. A 1-1 coming up for Freddie Hicks with 2:55 left of the third quarter. Freddie Hicks so far 5-5 from the free throw line with 10 points. Hicks' first free throw is up. In and out, no good. They missed the front end, and Mount Tome has a chance to get the lead back. We're tied at 39 with less than 3 minutes left of the third quarter. Benton into the front court. Drills to the left wing. Takes a screen from Jones. Now throws up top to Cruz. Over to Bashir's near the right corner. He's going to go down towards the lane. Kicks out to Cruz. Now up top to Jones, who's going up for the layup. No good. Now he gets the ball back, goes up. He can't get the foul to go, but draws contact this time, and he'll head to the free throw line with a chance to give the Bombers the lead back with 2:32 left of the third quarter. Griffin Love picks up his third personal foul, team foul number three here in the second half against the Lions. So Matt Jones at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot will not go. One more chance to put Mount Tome back on top. Love. Baylor Cresselius coming in for Mount Tome, replacing Colton Peters. Hambrick's going to take a seat as he's replaced by Damian Young. Free throw for Jones is up and in. He gets one of two. He now has 7 points, and this is the fifth lead change. Mount Tome goes on top 40-39 with less than 2.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Caldwell with it. Gives it to Wright up top. Down to Hicks in the lane. Going up for the layup. No good. Oh, my gosh. It was tipped right back in by Talon Benton. Just unfortunate there. They're going to have to give Freddie Hicks the credit for that one. He now has 12 points. And that's the sixth lead change of the night. 41-40, Searcy leading it. Here is Jones with it up top. Jones going down into lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound. Tips it back up and in. Matt Jones with 9 points. Seventh lead change of the night. Bouncing home is on top, 42-41 with 1:46 left. Here's Caldwell going cross court to Griffin Love in the corner. Love going to pull up just outside the lane for the jumper. No good, and Benton gets the rebound. Benton walks into the front court, throws it to Jones. Finds Cruz in the lane. Going up for the layup. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. The shot is blocked by Hicks. Goes back up again. This time he's fouled from behind and a two-shot opportunity at the free throw line for Luke Cruz with 1:26 left of the third quarter. That foul is going to be on Peyton Caldwell. His second personal foul. Team foul number four against Searcy. So, Luke Cruz at the free throw line to try to build on Mount Tome's advantage. First free throw is up and in. It's now 3 of 4 from the free throw line. With 8 points. Second shot, no good. 1 of 2 on that trip, and Searcy gets the rebound. 43-41, Bombers leading it. Here's Caldwell into the front court. 1:16 left of the third quarter. Here's Wright with it on the left side. He drills up to the top, gives it to Hicks on the right wing. And he's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Love gets the offensive rebound. He goes back up with it. Shot was blocked. Gets his own rebound, and this time he's going to be fouled as he goes up with it with 1:03 left of the third quarter. Matt Jones picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. So Griffin Love at the free throw line, where so far he's 3 of 3 with 11 points. First free throw for Love is up, rolls around and goes in. Second free throw would tie this game back up if he's able to get it. Second shot, rolls around, will not go. He gets one of two, and the rebound's controlled by Talon Benton. Mount Tome keeps the lead, 43-42 our score, with less than a minute left of the third quarter. Mount Tome, I don't know if they're going to hold for the last shot of the period. Benton throws the Cresselius back to Benton. 45 seconds left of the quarter. Benton still dribbling near the half-court stripe. Now he gives it to Cresselius, and he's going to be fouled. Peyton Caldwell picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 5 against Searcy. 39.3 seconds left out of the third quarter. Mountain with the ball, leading by one. Priscilius will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into Benton. Again, I think Mount Tom's going to be intent to try to hold for the last shot of the period. Again, 43-42, Bombers leading it. 25 seconds left. Benton's just holding the ball. He hasn't even dribbled yet. Now he starts dribbling. 15 seconds. Benton starts dribbling to the right side. 10 seconds. Benton will drill to the left wing now. Throws up top to Priscilius. He's going to pull up for the long three. Almost banked it in. Ball rebound chased down by Benton. 2 seconds. He gives it to Bashirs. He's going to try a shot at the buzzer. He cannot get it to go. Oh, that was a good try. We've reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Searcy 43-42. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.